Well, welcome back, guys. This is our second ever Fresh Off the Set podcast. The hosts here, if you guys are not familiar with us, we actually host for KUTV, a local news station in Utah, a TV show called Fresh Living. And now we have this amazing podcast we're so excited to share with you called Fresh Off the Set. My name is Sarah Jenkins. I'm here with Alora Murray today.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited to be here. Very excited. This is my first podcast ever. Kind of a big deal. Kind of freaking out. Trying to keep it all inside.
Trying to keep contained. We're so used to being, you know, filming on set and on TV. This is a whole different world, right?
Well, see, if I scream and I showed how, well, showed, if you heard how excited I was, our sweet producer would have to turn down the mic volumes. I'd probably break the mic and the viewers would be our listeners. See, so used to TV.
I know, we're so used to
our listeners would be like, that one is a little obnoxious. Maybe we won't tune in. So I will not be screaming out of excitement.
Oh, we love it. I feel like all of our hosts on Fresh Living and now Fresh Off the Set podcast, I love everyone. We all have different backgrounds. We all have some similar backgrounds, but we all bring unique aspects and personality to the show. And yes. So we're just really excited to kick off this new podcast. Again, it's called Fresh Off the Set. We're going to be talking about all the things, funny, uplifting stories, good news, showcasing incredible Utahns. We're just excited. So for the
so
first...
excited to be here.
I know. I just... It's a lot of fun. And it is a new outlet for me. I had never done podcasts before. One of our hosts, who you guys will hear in the future, if you have not already, our first episode we recorded, her name is Brooke. Her and myself did our first podcast. And we talked about people's bios a little bit. But you guys haven't been able to hear from Alora personally, so I want to hear like kind of your bio. Let's delve more into it, Alora.
Honestly, Sarah, in the bio episode is what I'm going to call it.
I like it. Yes.
Brooke mentioned something about reminding her of a Disney princess and that woodland creatures are with me when I get ready in the morning. I would like the listeners to know that I didn't actually put that in my bio. I did not sit down at my computer and write, oh, I'm a Disney princess and woodland creatures help me in the morning.
You didn't type that? That wasn't in the description?
Because that is a very professional thing to say. It was quite an honor that she said that, but no. That does not happen.
If you
made
guys,
me giggle.
Oh, it was hilarious. And it was very on brand because you guys will get to know Alora. You will love her. You are a huge Disney fan. You are a yes. Disney princess. I'm far from the first person to tell you that. Like anyone who meets her, she's beautiful, very charismatic, very fun and bubbly.
Thank you.
And you're a big Disney fan. So.
I really am. And it's speaking of my bio, it's so weird talking about yourself.
Yes.
Sitting here looking at you, telling you these things that I've done. But I actually did work for Radio Disney.
Perfect.
I did a lot of events for them. It was when I was living out in Massachusetts. I worked on a lifestyle show out there for a while, loved it. I graduated in broadcast journalism from college at a local university. And truthfully, it was my dream to be a lifestyle TV show host.
That you always wanted to do it.
That was my ultimate goal. I remember doing an internship in high school at a news station and thinking to myself, oh, I really want to be a lifestyle show host. I want to meet new people every day. I want to tell their stories. I want to bring good news and happy news and positivity, things to people's lives that make them happier. So I graduated from college. Like I said, worked for Radio Disney, worked on a TV show out in Massachusetts for a while, moved back to Utah where my family is. And I did a lot of content creation since I've been back. So I've done a lot of YouTube videos, different things like that.
Alora is our resident guru. She is amazing at the TikTok. Brooke and I were joking. We probably didn't even know how to like get in our account. You are incredible. And thanks to you, our TikTok is growing on all, you know, all the socials. It's fun. It's another fun, like podcast
it is fun.
Way
it
to
is.
Kind of... connect with viewers.
It is. It's a whole other world, a whole other world, TikTok when it comes to that. Did content creation and honestly, getting this job, and I don't say this lightly, it is a dream come true. It is a dream come true hosting a lifestyle show here in a state that I love so much with people I love so much. It really is. And honestly, I have now been talking about myself for what seems like 7 years. I know it hasn't been that long, but when you
are just sitting here.
Way. It does feel weird.
So like there's this about me and there's this about me and I think I'm ready to move on.
I think everyone needs to learn and hear all the amazing things about Alora Murray because you are so fascinating.
Thank you. You've
done a lot of incredible things.
And thank you.
One of the things that we bonded about is you and I both have done some red carpet events and footage.
So fun.
Yeah. I talked about myself enough already in the last episode, but I have a background too in like broadcasting and lifestyle entertainment. And so I know we both love kind of celebrity coverage. Now we're doing a little more lifestyle heavy things, but celebrity news is always going to be fun, right?
I think it's fascinating.
I think
it fascinates
too.
Me.
I have an article though that apparently the authors would beg to differ. They are apparently way more highbrow than us.
Oh, okay.
So the title of the actual article, it's in The Cut. It's Celebrity Obsession Linked to Lower Intelligence, Nerds Say. I love the title
Wait,
of the article.
Okay.
It's like there's so much unpack here, right?
So let me get this straight. There was a study done saying that if someone is really into celebrity news, their IQ is lower?
Actually, in quotes, they say it's a Hungarian academic study that claims people who are more obsessed with celebrities tend to score lower on cognitive tests.
Well,
like,
no.
How do we feel about that?
Do you like my
Give
response?
Me all the thoughts.
I was just very honest. No, right. I feel like I love celebrity news. I find it fascinating. It's almost like how the other half lives.
Right.
I think it's so fascinating. And I feel like I'm a pretty smart person and I would do really well on a cognitive test.
You can be interested in celebrity culture. You can also be interested in a million other things. I think we all have different facets of our personalities and we all have depth to us. And yeah, I don't think that is automatically takes you off the list for those with higher cognitive function or however they put it. But
I would like to talk to the people who did this test, who performed this test.
I'm going to fly to Hungary and have a word.
And I will just go up to them and say, no, I disagree.
Right.
And I'm sure they'd look at me and be like, who are you? And why are you telling me no?
I'm Alora Murray. I'm from Fresh Off the Set. I'm from Fresh Living. And I have a bone to pick with you.
I just find celebrity news fascinating.
Right.
I agree. Really do. They live so differently than me. I have, keeping it real, like I always do. I have apps on my phone that send me notifications on celebrity news. And I'm not going to change it.
Nor should you. Stay just the way you are. I agree. I'm the same way. So my personal opinion is I agree with you. I feel like following celebrities, it's fascinating. Their lifestyles, as you said, it truly, the best word I would say is escapism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this time of year, like I'm always that person that's obsessed with celebrity news. But for just the average person, I think this type of year specifically, January, the cold weather,
yes.
We could all use some escapism. I think this time of year, people tend to be a little more down.
Like, I totally agree.
January blues, is that a real thing?
January blues is a real thing. And I actually read an article about how to beat them. Our dear Sarah is the only person I've ever met in my entire life who likes January. But I'll give you a pass because your birthday's in January.
It's because of my birthday. I am a weirdo. I am not a weirdo just because of that. I have plenty other strange facets of my personality that you guys, I'm sure, will learn more than you want to. But yeah, I know that like I'm definitely in the minority liking January. And I even though I like it, I get it. It's cold. It's dreary.
Well, for those of us who aren't like Sarah and who don't particularly love January, there are a couple of tips to help you beat those January blues. The first one is go outside. Now, you may live in a place that is a little chilly, but really going outside is good for your brain because your brain loves the sunlight.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm not a scientist, but I know that I get a mood boost when I'm out in the sun, you know?
I feel like I'm a flower. I need water and sun.
A flower going towards the sun. Yes.
There you have it. So go outside. That is the first tip. The second tip, we're halfway through January, a little further than that. Many of us, I'm going to keep it real again, me, I have broken my resolutions. A lot of the resolutions I have set. So something to think about is go back and look at your resolutions and look at them and see if they were actually achievable.
I think that's such good advice because when you say like, almost like, I'm sorry, I broke this, you are far from being in the minority, honey. Like everyone... I feel like most people break them. We need to circle back and reevaluate and don't beat yourself up, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Don't beat yourself up if you broke it and look at it and think to yourself, was this achievable? Did I set myself up for success? Did I actually set myself up for failure? Look at that and then reconvene. Really take a look at those resolutions. Another tip is try something new. So for example, maybe I'm just throwing this out there. I don't even know where this is coming from. But let's say you've always wanted to bake a chocolate souffle.
Love
don't
it.
Don't know where that came from. That's the first thing that came to my head.
Laura, you read my mind. That has been a goal, a lifelong, but I'm daunted by the souffle. Like,
well, there you go. Let's say you've always wanted to bake a souffle. Do it. Try something new. Let's say you've always wanted to take a yoga class. Go for it.
Right.
You've always wanted to write a poem or get more into poetry, anything, the sky's the limit. Just try something new. Try a new hobby that will bring you some joy during this really gloomy and dreary month that we call January.
Getting out of your comfort zone, right, and kind of really keeping things fresh, trying
it out. If January had a sound, it would probably be like, bleh.
The official January sound, we're going to keep that. We're going to edit and splice just that sound and insert it throughout the future podcast because I think it's perfect.
I'm glad this is audio because that would have probably turned into a meme that I would not have loved.
It's still Coda Laura.
Another tip for beating those January blues is to book a vacation.
Big fan of that.
I love Sarah that, is yes. nodding very vigorously. That's a rough word. To the booking vacation. So in January, think about where you want to go in the moving forward in the year, a place that you've always wanted to visit. Vacations are so fun.
They are. That. And I actually read somewhere, and I don't know if this is true, but it resonated with me. I feel like there's got to be some truth to it, that people actually enjoy the process of planning a vacation more than the vacation itself. And I'm like, you know what? That's so true. Because
I love it.
If you're a planner, you get so excited. You think about all the places, you do the research, what you're going to wear, the outfits. So I love that one. I think it's very true.
You said outfits, and honestly, weeks before I go on a vacation, wherever I go, I plan out my outfits. Specifically, if I'm going to maybe Disneyland, I put my ears aside.
I was like, how many ears do you have? You have to share, okay, please.
So one of my really good friends, she has 200 pairs of ears. I am not there. I have five. But I do set my stuff out. I have my ears. I have my bows. I always represent Cinderella at some point. That's more information than any of
a
you
crown,
need to know.
A crown, you got it all.
But I really agree with you that getting ready for that vacation is almost more exciting than taking it.
Right.
And keyword, almost more exciting.
I was like, let's not knock the actual vacation because we all love that. And it's sounding really great right now in January, but...
So there you go. If you want to be fancy, you can say book a holiday.
A holiday.
A holiday. A holiday. Well, we're going to quit the British accent there.
What's the next one?
Moving forward. Another tip is exercise. So it's super cliche. We hear it all the time. But really, exercise can boost your mood and help you with this dreary, dreary month.
I agree. I mean, I feel like it's cliche that running, the endorphins, not everyone's a runner. Like, if you can just find an exercise that you enjoy that resonates, it doesn't have to be high impact. I know you and I both love to run.
We do.
But for those who aren't runners, like you said, yoga, weightlifting, whatever, just kind of clears your mind.
It does. And like you said, you and I both enjoy running for that very reason. It clears my mind. But my fiance would rather do anything else than run. Anything else. He lifts a lot of weights. And I know some people, that's their thing. Yoga, kickboxing. I know some people are really, really into spin classes. I said Willie. I was thinking of the wheels on a bike. Willie into.
Oh, I follow you. I follow.
Didn't mean to say that. So there are so many ways to stay active. You just finding that thing that works for you, which goes with one of the earlier tips, is try something new. So maybe you can, you know, kill two birds with one stone.
Absolutely.
And try a new exercise that will keep your endorphins up.
And then maybe it can become a lifelong hobby, which is amazing.
Love
you know,
that.
Good advice.
One of the final tips we have is to try to remember that the month is only 31 days. And I'm looking at you, Sarah. I'm looking at our producer. January only has 31 days, right?
Right. We're all like looking around shifty-eyed. Like sometimes it feels longer.
That's how January is going for me, is that I don't know how many days are in it. But I promise I'm smart, even though I listen to celebrity news. 31 days
we're gonna get
in January. It may feel like it's going on for 7 years. It may feel even longer for some people. But just remember, it's 31 days. February is just around the corner. January is not going to last forever. So those are a couple of tips, you know,
absolutely,
to beat those January blues.
Beat the January blues. And kind of in that same theme, busting out, you know, of that kind of slump that you're in, mm-hmm, and being happy. We always like to end our Fresh Living shows with, you know, we call it our last block, if you will. And
yes,
we like to have like an uplifting story. So I found this one story that I like, and it, you know, it still pertains to the winter and the cold. Mm-hmm. It's actually about a group in Minnesota that is doing what they're calling scarf bombing, which I had never heard before. But so obviously you think Minnesota, even more than Utah, it gets freezing cold there.
Yes.
And apparently this one specific area had a large homeless population, which is always so tragic. And it's incredible to hear people doing things, you know, to help that. And so this group of volunteers are scarf bombing, which means they're going to these local parks that they knew there's a lot of homeless. And they're just dropping off coats and scarves and boots and just trying to make these people's lives a little bit easier, because this time of year is already so hard. And I can't even imagine if homeless, you know, like
that just warms my heart that there truly are so many good people out there. And this is a quote that I always say, okay, I don't think I made it up, but because I've said it so much, I can't exactly remember who said it. So if you would like to quote me, that's fine.
An original Alora Marie quote.
I always say that ripples make waves.
I love that.
Meaning that even the smallest act of kindness, you have no idea the impact that that has on someone.
I agree.
Even something as small as a smile, you have no idea how that could affect someone's day.
Absolutely. Or a pair of shoes if you don't have any and it's freezing cold, or a scarf.
Exactly. It's just those small, those tiny acts of kindness make such a big impact. And I am sure, honestly, these people, I would love to interview them. Minnesota is kind of a ways away.
A little ways away.
I would love to interview these amazing people who thought to themselves, we have a really big homeless population. Minnesota is freezing cold. What can we do to help?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to do this.
I'm always inspired by people who are, you know, interested in giving back, whatever that looks like. And something that you'll learn about Alora specifically is she's so wonderful. I think, I don't want to speak for you, but I would call it almost like a mission for you, is you like to spread positivity and, and really talk about people who maybe are experiencing struggles, be it mental or physical, you know, and really just, you're kind of like this beacon of uplifting light, you know. You're so wonderful. And so
I'm
sure you guys will get to know her and all of us more as our podcast goes on. But I think that's also an opportunity as we're talking about these stories in the future. We would love if you guys are listening to our podcast or maybe already a fan of Fresh Living, we always want to hear from you. And maybe if you have an idea for a guest.
Oh, love that. Yes,
that would be
we
really
absolutely
cool.
do. We truthfully, I'm going to say the word amazing so many times, but we live in an amazing state with amazing people. And
we do.
Who have amazing stories there. Said it three times. But it really is the perfect word to describe the people that we meet and the place we live. Honestly, on our show, Fresh Living, people come in and I am just in awe of how extraordinary these people are and their stories. So if you're listening and you're listening to us talk and you're thinking to yourself, oh my word, I know this guest that would be great on there, or oh my word, I know this person who's doing so much good. We would love to hear.
Yes,
love,
we want to hear about it. Nominate them. Reach out to us. We, you know, our podcast will be on all the channels where you guys can access podcasts. We will be sure to share links on our existing socials for Fresh Living. But, you know, reach out. We'd love to hear from you. And if not a nomination of someone that's doing something good, maybe like a suggestion for a topic for us to talk about, because that's our favorite thing. I think we love, as journalism background and now lifestyle hosts, we love talking to people and hearing their stories.
Yeah. You know? I think people's stories are so extraordinary. Everyone has a story to tell, and that's what is so fascinating. And that's one of my favorite things about this job, is meeting new people every day and hearing their stories, because every person that we meet is extraordinary. And like I said, has that special story to tell. So we love doing that, and especially love hearing from our listeners and our viewers, because all this content, you know, it's really to connect with them. That's what content is all about, is connecting with others.
Absolutely. And this is so fun. As we said before, I feel like we've said it a million times, but we're really excited about the podcast.
Very.
This is just our second episode. And you guys will hear from our other hosts in the future. Alora, Brooke, and myself have now hosted, but you guys will get to hear from Carrie and David.
Yay.
Different configurations of us. We can't wait. So yeah, let's wrap things up.
Let's do this. Let's wrap it up.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Congrats, you made it to the end. If you want to continue to freshen up your day,
You can watch us on Fresh Living every weekday on CBS Channel 2 in Utah at 1 o'clock. You can also watch us on our YouTube channel, KUTV Fresh Living, and follow us on social media. We will see you next week.